It's Miss Beatrix. And this is going to be a different type of audio, kind of like a personal story. A story that is actually real. My own story and something I felt that was helpful for me personally to create and to give you, the people that listen to my audios, a glimpse into me as a creator of the audios that I do. So if you follow closely, you notice that I make a lot of audios about little girls, underage girls, pedophilia, always chock full of those delicious trigger words that drive you guys crazy. And to give you some insight, when I make these audios, I am aroused. I am wet. I'm usually grinding my hips against my computer chair. And I think for the aware listeners, you hear that, you hear the arousal in my voice. And so that is kind of the point of this audio. Why does this turn you on, Miss Beatrix? Well, you would probably imagine that someone that made audios like this was abused as a child or had maybe some trauma happen, but that is quite the opposite of me. My childhood was pretty much perfect. I mean, picturesque perfect. Upper middle class, loving family. You know, no one was drinking. No one was using drugs. It was perfect. Two parents that lived together. I had siblings. Everyone was happy. My parents made sure that we were taken care of and protected us from harm. Now to hone in even more closely, I was the daddy's girl. I loved my dad. We connected very early on. I was the first child. I was the first girl. And he was very involved in my life. When I turned, I don't know, maybe 10 or 11, I took an interest in sports. And he was very excited about this. And without going into too much detail, we spent a lot of time together, him helping me improve my skill, coaching my teams, even driving me all over for games, tournaments, going in the backyard and practicing my sport with me. And this brought us very, very close. Not in the close that you're probably hoping for me to say that my dad touched me or, you know, he molested me, but he didn't. We were just very close. I feel like I could tell him everything. Anything. And I loved him. I thought he was a superhero. So fast forward to my early adulthood, and I continued to know and understand that he was just perfect. Even through his imperfections, I thought he was perfect. My dad, just such a rock. Such a man's man, such a good father. And honestly, I always thought he was handsome, very good looking. But so as a child and as an adult, and well, in my early adulthood rather, I never really fantasized about him. I never touched my young girl pussy and thought about my dad. In my early adulthood, I never thought to fantasize about him. It was all still very as it should be. That was my father, and I just had an undying love for him. But fast forward to when I was early 30s, and he passed away. And that was one of the hardest deaths I've had to experience. It changed me as a person. It did. Now it changed me for the good, but during that time, it was a very dark time because I was a daddy's girl. That was my rock and my superhero, and he had died. And so, you know, I did like any good daughter would do, and I just keep him alive through sprinkling pictures of him throughout my home. I even got a tattoo of his signature. My one and only tattoo, actually. And that's how I keep him alive. That's how I cope. That's how I feel better. And it doesn't matter how I started doing this. It's just important you know that I did start doing this. I started fantasizing about my dad sexually. And I don't know if it's because it's my way of keeping him alive even more, but I fantasize about him currently. I fantasize about what it would be like to be like 9 years old. And what it would feel like if he had came into my bedroom and slipped his big daddy hands on my body, molest me, take his big, thick daddy finger and spread my little pussy open, and just enjoy my underage, perfect body for him. A daughter, sexual object, a grown adult dad enjoying her sexually. I fantasize about him jerking off in my bedroom in the middle of the night, me sleeping, not knowing anything, and him furiously jerking off and rubbing his cum on my face softly. I fantasize about him stealing my little panties when I was a girl and smelling them and jerking off and coming into them and making my mom wash them, knowing she would never know. These are the things as a grown woman that I touch myself to. I finger myself. I touch myself. I fuck myself thinking about my dad using me as a little girl. And it drives me absolutely crazy. I mean, if I'm being honest, my pussy right now is burning with desire, twitching, throbbing inside. So this is why I do the audios that I do. I love painting pictures of little girls being molested and raped and fucked, even consensual underage sex, pedophile sympathy, all of it turns me on because it digs into this deep-rooted feeling of wanting to be fucked by my father, my own dad, wishing, there's a part of me that wishes he did that, wishes that he would have touched me, wishes he would have had sex with me. And it turns me on like nothing else in this world does. And to make this circle back to the beginning, this is because I loved my father, my daddy, a daddy's girl. I wasn't abused by him. I wasn't molested. But I fantasize about him now because I loved him and I just wanted him to love me in that way. I would have done anything my dad asked me to. If he would have said, open your legs, I would have gladly. If he would have said, put your little underage mouth on my daddy cock, I would have done it in a heartbeat because I loved him that much. So, just a little glimpse into Miss Beatrix. I've been wanting to share this story about how I wish my dad would have raped and molested me and why that turns me on. Anytime that I'm talking about a pedo cock entering a little girl's cunt, just know I'm getting off mentally imagining that it was my dad doing that to me as a little girl. So I hope next time you listen to one of my audios about little girls, you remember this story and remember that I am so king thinking about that.